T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, let me go for a Thursday, May the 5th, 2016, and show number 2372, along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, Ben the Psycho Muppet,
Phenomena,
and Mike Hawk.
Montgomery!
And you are in the men's room. On tap today, once again, we play Big Debbie. Ted's Meat and Potatoes has some junk food updates. Noah Sherlock is back. Profile This has your tickets to Korn and Rob Zombie. Plus headlines, a men's room shout of the day, fumble listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Drinking it drunk.
All right, here we go, celebrating 40 years of Olympic gold. Caitlyn Jenner to pose nude for the cover of SI.
Yay.
Another Alaskan plane crash kills 4 because of an all-American bird flying in the sky. Police are looking for 2 entrepreneurial Christians who stole $500 of Bibles from a store. Meanwhile, a man steals a python in his pants because obviously his testicles wanted more. And a tow truck driver refuses service to a car with a Bernie Sanders sticker. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question, brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. Today is... I'm getting that, Ted.
Woo!
Today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us, we spin the wheel, which Ted has already done. We'll then ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one question right because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, to date, our biggest dummy ever, two-way tie between lovely Kimberly and the equally lovely Eric, both of whom broke the law of averages and found a way to answer 19 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Of course you can. Give us a call and off we go on Big Dummy.
Be a part of the program and to play Big Dummy, call 206-421-ROCK. We're on Twitter at 999-KISW and to Men's Room Live. Text 77999 and send your emails to themensroom at mensroomlive.com.
Now back to the men's room. Here's the question, brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, Tim is back today. Ted's Meat Potatoes got some updates on some fast food and some junk food. Also today, profile this,
good
we've got tickets to Korn and Rob Zombie, our
Broccoli
contestants.
Rob Zombie.
Today and all this week, playing for Korn and Rob Zombie tickets. Profile this, a game formerly known as Black, White, Mexi, or Jew, coming up at 5:08. And today is the day we play Big Dummy, 206-421-ROCK. It's Miles and Thrill the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW Seattle.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
KISW bringing the pain. Happy Pain in the Grass 2016, and that going down on a sunny Sunday at White River Amphitheater, August 21st.
Pain!
You will see Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, along with Window Pain in the Grass 2016, and our friends in Pop Evil as well, the full lineup at All Things Pain. If you haven't got your tickets yet, at KISW.com. All right, welcome to the big show, and a big show we do have for you today, the return of Ted's Meat and Potatoes. You've got some junk food updates, some fast food updates. You said you had a slither update, if I'm
Update on Slither. Yes, Slither.
I'm using my brain correctly. Noah Sherlock on the way. Profile this. We've got your tickets for our contestants for Korn and Rob Zombie again today coming up at 5:08. The game formerly known as Black, White, Mexi, or Jew. And we're playing a little big dummy today. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Oh, starting with lots of energy.
Yeah, Jake, like, what's going on over there, man? Did you find the last Quaalude on the planet?
Spent him in his khakis.
Jake, by the way, speaking of that, are you playing for Team Sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
You're sober.
That is sober.
Okay.
See?
I was trying to drive to the dispensary before you guys answered, but I'm too late.
Okay.
Okay. Well, don't sweat it, my friend. Don't sweat. All right, here's your question. You like sports?
Yeah.
All right. Fantastic. Man.
You sure you didn't hit the dispensary yet?
You don't need weed, man.
Hey,
you don't need it.
Jake,
if you calm down anymore, you will die.
Jake, what happened when you lost? Did you lose your virginity?
I have.
Okay. I'd love to hear that phone call to your friend. Like, okay, I'm your friend, right? All right.
Yeah.
So you call me up. You just lost your virginity. So you're going to tell me. Just tell me without cussing. Tell me you lost your virginity.
I lost my virginity.
That's about what I think.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought, too.
I picture even when you're having sex, like, wow, that was great.
That was really fun.
That's fun.
I really enjoyed it.
I hope
that.
We can do this again.
That actually felt pretty good.
That's amazing. Thank you for
question
being my
two.
First. All right, here's your question. In 1904, who threw the first perfect game in the modern era of baseball?
I have no idea who played baseball at that time.
Say Honus Wagner.
Ruth.
Is there a trophy named after him? An award?
Yes, if you are the best pitcher.
Cy Young.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's thinking. Good work, Ben. That's thinking right there.
It's one of those things you overthink and you go, that's why they
using the old noggin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a hairy noggin it is.
That guy who caught on the balls, Gold Glove.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Remember him? Well, his name was Goldie Glove.
Goldie Glove.
Yeah.
Golden Glovestein.
Mm-hmm. Adam.
Yeah. Golden Glovestein. In 1925, biology teacher John Scopes, he was arrested for teaching what in Dayton, Tennessee?
What year?
1925. Biology teacher John Scopes.
He was teaching, Kama Sutra?
I probably would have got him arrested, too.
Jake, high school did you go to, man?
Jake, you would have said about losing your virginity much different if you cared anything about that. My guess is going to be, evolution.
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 Evolution. Scopes versus monkey trial. That's what that one's about.
It's always in the South. Always has been, always will.
Always will be, true or false, Jake? Dalmatians are born without spots. True. Much like Michael Jackson in reverse, they start off all white and then slowly they get black splotches all over them.
Jake, you did say you were playing for Team Sober, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you believe him?
I'm trying
to. I can change that, though.
Yeah. You might have to. That way you can get one right here.
Okay.
All right, let's see here. The president of what Asian country that is an ally of the United States lives in the Blue House? So America has the White House, this Asian country, ally of ours. Their president lives in the Blue House.
Japan.
Philippines?
South Korea. The Blue House. I don't see a picture of this, man.
Often known as the Brew House.
Yes. Well, that's how you say it in their native tongue.
Question five.
Listen to the Brew House. What was President Fillmore's first name?
Jake. I have no idea.
Oh.
You picked your own goddamn name?
Millard Fillmore.
Isn't that actually what?
History is clearly your strongest subject.
It's Ivana was his wife. Ivana Fillmore.
We've never had a president named Jake, have we?
Have we?
Has there been a Jacob? I don't think we've had a Jake.
No.
Really?
No Jake.
Seems like we should have a Jake.
We got a lot of James and Johns. They kind of open things up.
Like there's a lot of presidents we forget about, too.
And there's a ton of Joshes out there. Josh has never been presidential material.
I don't know, because I forget about him, dude. But they're in there.
We have
they're
one
presidents.
Abraham, lots of... We only had, two, three Georges I can think of, right? Both Bushes and Washington.
Did we have a Henry?
We had a Gerald in there, right?
Gerald? Jake, who's your favorite president of all time?
Henry Truman.
A Dwight, Truman. A Harry, yeah. Franklin, a Herbert.
Jake, do you have a favorite president?
I really like Washington because I just like everything he stood for. My friend would argue with me, Abraham Lincoln, but I like Washington.
No, those are the two safe picks. You can't go wrong.
I'm like, a Teddy Roosevelt guy.
No one's going to get mad at you because you said George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
They are safe picks.
I like James Polk.
Was a badass.
That is a negative on Jake, by the way. Yeah.
No Jakes?
No Jakes.
We've had a Rutherford, but no Jake.
Rutherford.
Yeah, Mr. Hayes.
My name is Rutherford Hayes.
We've had a Grover and a Chester, but no Jake.
Damn.
Ulysses, but no Jake.
How could Rutherford Hayes not have been the first black president?
I know. With that name?
I mean, come on.
My name is Rutherford B. Hayes.
Did we miss one?
His middle name is Burchard.
Yeah, Burchard? I mean, seriously.
Rutherford Burchard Hayes?
They must have done a Jesus job on him. Right, exactly. Look white. What was his name?
Rutherford Burchard Hayes.
It does not get blacker than that.
B-I-R-C-H-A-R-D.
My name is Rutherford Burchard Hayes.
It was named after his father, Rutherford Hayes Sr. Well, then there we go.
Come on. Come on.
All right.
Guy had to be black.
All right, question six there, Jake.
Which car company's name literally means three diamonds?
Mitsubishi.
Boom. There you go. You know your cars, Jake. Right. Very good. All right.
Rutherford.
Only took you six to get one right there.
Was
in the game
six?
Known as Big Dummy. Yeah, six
man,
questions
oh,
right
man.
Out.
Look,
eight.
I like the guy, but there was just no energy.
Yeah,
so those six questions felt like 27, didn't
if
it?
If you lost your virginity to Jake, give us a call. I'm curious how that went down.
Exactly the way we think.
Yeah.
The game is
he's big. Probably slow, central, and romantic.
All right. You know, he probably talks dirtier than anyone.
I'm going to put it in now.
Yeah. I got Vaseline on my fist here.
Hang on. I'm going to open up some wine. Let's relax.
I got you some chocolates.
You like Bruno Mars? Game is Big Dummy. Who do we have there on the line ready to play the game?
I'll be in bed right after I finish this bowl of beans.
He's about to be an uptown freak.
Hello, Shane. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola!
Big Dummy!
All right, Shane, who are you representing today?
Oh, Team Not Sober.
Team Not Sober for Shane. What are you enjoying, Shane?
I'm enjoying rum and coke. Just got home.
All right.
Nice.
All right.
You ever seen the movie Shane?
I have not, but I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good movie.
What? You thought
I'm
so?
Back, Shane.
I didn't think it was a bad movie.
I had to read that book.
You had to read the book? It's a book?
Yeah, they made a book out of it,
why didn't you just watch the movie like I did?
Because I was in school.
I watched the movie in school.
Why don't they just do that?
Like, wait a minute. Like, did I read a book about it?
It was the Western.
What do you
think? Yeah, I think I read a book and then we watched the movie.
I know teachers always do that.
That always ruins it.
You realize no one's actually going to read the book. It's not where I went to high school. If you said, hey, I'm going to show... You have, 2 weeks to read this book, and then on that Friday, we're going to show the movie. Nobody read the book.
You know, I failed one class in all of high school, and it was the class that we watched movies in. It was an English elective called Movie Genres. We watched Shane, we watched The Graduate, we watched The Maltese Falcon, like a bunch of cool old movies, and that's the one class that I failed.
How did you fail?
The homework was brutal. You basically had to write an essay about each movie.
Did you guys go with that?
I failed English a bunch.
The two girls who read, 50 books a year.
What?
They always had a book. Did you ever go to school with that girl?
No.
Never.
No one was like that. In elementary school, yeah, but by high school, everyone was.
I went to school with a couple guys like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Come on, man. It's summertime, bro. Put down the book. It's funny. As an adult in summertime hits, I'm like, I'm
going to go to the pool and read the book.
Read a goddamn book. But yeah, as a kid, dude, go start a fire somewhere. Hit a mailbox with a baseball bat. Do what people
kid.
Do.
So dad
you were that
here,
kid?
So dad can sit here and read a book.
I read on the bus, dude.
Yeah, but, okay, so summertime shows up.
What's going on?
Are you reading the book?
Yeah.
You're reading on the bus?
Mike. Yeah.
Read books on the bus to school?
How bad did you get bullied?
Well, I kept away from the bullies.
I'd have done
would
stuff
you sit
like
in the front?
You.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
You sat in the front and read the book.
You sit in the front of class?
My trombone right next to me, and I read the book.
What's your grade point at?
Oh, goodness.
Shane throwing shade.
Wow. Pretty good grade point average, by the way.
What was your grade point average?
About a 3.8.
It better have been if you're reading on the bus.
Just as I got to college, it hit the toilet. So
you know what's really sad? Here's a man who got a 3.8 GPA. Just kept himself, read a book on the bus, had a trombone nearby, and all of us are harassing him anyway. See, it never ends. It never ends, Mike.
Just trying to do the right thing.
All right, Shane, here's your question. Bob Clampett was the guy's name. He's the creator of what iconic Warner Brothers cartoon character?
Mm.
This is my favorite fictional character of all time.
Sounds like a curse word, right?
Bob Clampett!
You said it was Warner Brothers?
Warner Brothers cartoon. So, iconic Warner Brothers cartoon character.
Okay.
For my money,
well, I know who my I have two favorites.
I can't say this is the single greatest character. Ow. Close, man.
Who'd you guess?
Porky Pig.
See, I was going to say either Foghorn Leghorn or Daffy Duck were mine.
I was going to say Yosemite Sam.
Bugs Bunny.
Oh, Bugs himself.
I can watch those cartoons now and still laugh. Mm-hmm. I'm so... My kids, look, they still watch a lot of crap, but they have discovered the Warner Brothers cartoons, so there's lots of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck, man. And I am down with that. I'm like, now, yes, Daddy will sit down next
now
to you
and Daddy
watch
gets
this.
Jokes that he didn't get as a kid.
That's right.
And still properly racist?
When they show some of the older ones, and then they've redone it, and to their credit, they didn't F it up as bad as I thought they would.
All right.
So there's still some decent Warner Brothers stuff
going on. They still get their heads blown off, and their beak goes...
That's perfectly
fine. Yeah, your head get blown off. They'll still shoot Daffy. My daughter told me I remind her of Daffy Duck. I think it's our attitudes. She told me this about a month ago. I'm like...
Dodge, parry, spin, thrust, ha.
Guess who doesn't get dinner tonight? Keep talking. Here's your question. What element is named after the Greek word for green?
What?
For green, the color green.
Hmm.
Something you smell. If you're going to smell this, traditionally you smell this particular element during the summer for most of us.
Now, I want to say grass, but I don't think that's an element.
That is not an element, Ted.
That's where I was going, Ted.
Geranium.
Yeah, I went to school in Florida.
Man, you're screwed, Shane. You're screwed.
I know.
You had to smell this in Florida.
I will say that's Ted was close with right grass now. Because there's something in grass that kind of
relates
to this.
Yeah. No, you're right. All right, 3.8 GPA.
Yeah.
No idea.
Chlorine.
Oh.
I was going to say sulfur.
I was going to say copper.
And you all would have been wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can smell it in the hair of all Floridians.
I didn't even know chlorine was on the periodic table.
I'll be honest with you, Ted. I didn't either. I know what it is. I just didn't realize.
There is a geranium, right? No geranium?
That's a flower.
That's a flower.
Oh, God.
Miles of flowers. Like,
you were being serious?
Yeah.
I thought you were, like, making fun of Ted.
I was trying to come up with some name. It's like emerald nanium or something. Something green.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Mike, I think Miles,
like a germanium.
Miles,
was
sitting
in the
sure
back
on an element like that.
No, there is, but that's one of the heavier ones that we kind of made up.
Okay. Heavy metal.
Right. Yeah, heavy metal. There you go.
That's all I know is heavy metal.
Dandelion.
Mm-hmm.
The Roosevelt Hotel in Los Angeles hosted the first of what award ceremony?
Oof.
It's a big deal in Hollywood. The Roosevelt Hotel. It's on, we stayed.
Hollywood Boulevard.
It's on Hollywood Boulevard. Miles and I stayed there about a year ago, I guess it was.
Got a couple to choose from, right?
There's a lot of history in this. I'm not one of those people that really cares so much, but, like, man, you see the people that stayed there, and you know what their reputation was?
Yeah.
You're like, man, there was a lot of sex in this hotel.
What do you think, Shane?
Oh, where the mall of actors went? Where's the word?
Yeah, it is one where actors...
Mm-hmm. That's the one.
Come on. They have two different names for it.
I can't think of the other one, so I'm going to say Golden Globe.
Hey, look, Shane, hold on the line for
it. We need to recover after that one.
Wow, man. The Academy Awards.
Wow.
Or the
wow. I love minor league baseball. What do you mean there's more baseball than that? You're kidding me. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with question four and more of Big Dummy next.
The men's room returns. Here's the question. Brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino, 99.9 KISW.
All right, coming up on the big show, Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Junk food updates. They're getting crazy with the flavors, and Ted's got all the updates coming up with Ted's Meat and Potatoes.
It's wild, Miles.
We'll do that at 4:50, right before the shot of the day. All these crazy food combinations, and Ted's got them all coming up. In the meantime, the game is Big Dummy so far. It's been a battle of idiots. Shane's still on the line there, working on question three at this point in time.
Hello, Shane. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hola.
Not a whole lot. You know, I had a quick commercial break. Thought we'd come back to you. Here is the question for you. How many women have ever run a mile in less than 4 minutes?
What?
Right now, the record is 3 minutes and 43 seconds, all right, to run the 4-minute mile. That's everyone's challenge. So they've broken the record, but now the question is how many women historically have run a mile in less than 4 minutes?
I don't know. 10?
I'll say none.
None.
Yeah, zero.
Zero.
Which is weird, because I know a lot more women that run than men.
Yep, just not running fast.
Here's a fun fact for you, Shane. If you like running in the 4-minute mile, there was a guy named Roger Bannister. And Roger Bannister was the first man ever to run a 4-minute mile. And it was a very big deal back at the time. And when he did it as an amateur, obviously. But there's no real pro running at this point in time. You're either running as an Olympian or you're just running because you run. You're not going to go run a pro race somewhere unless you're doing a marathon and win any money. So he wanted to get a sponsorship deal. The only product that Roger Bannister really wanted to sponsor and loved was Marlboro cigarettes. So Roger Bannister used to smoke over a pack of cigarettes a day, and the first sponsorship deal that he got to go around, and he was going to stand up there, and he's going to be brought to you by Marlboro Reds. And that's what Roger Bannister did. He's got a book called The 4-Minute Mile that he documents all this stuff, and it's just kind of ironic when you think about it. The guy was more than a pack-a-day smoker. First guy ever to run a 4-Minute Mile and then got sponsored by Marlboro. Boom.
Perfect.
I think it's fantastic. Look, you can go to NASCAR, a car sponsored by Bud. Don't drink and drive. Put it on a gun. You know, don't smoke, but here's a guy who ran a 4-minute mile. Yeah. It's all good.
Miller Lite car won last weekend.
Bam.
I miss that Skoll car.
Yeah.
We miss the Skoll. All right, we have a true or false question for you, all right? Elizabeth Taylor died in 2011. So true or false, the guy who wrote Elizabeth Taylor's obituary died before she did.
False.
That's true. He actually wrote the obituary years and years and years ago. He died in 2005. Mm-hmm. She died 6 years later, but I guess the last 6 years of her life just weren't worth covering.
Oh, man.
It's weird. Shane, you're on question six. You have tied Sober Jake.
Ugh. Don't worry about it. The word vodka, it comes from the Russian word vada, which basically is vodka without the K. But vada translates to what other liquid? So they call it vodka. It comes from the word vada, and vada is actually a reference or the word for another liquid. Think
water.
About you got it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess too.
Yeah, so think about Russians with vodka. It's like this
is water.
Water.
Drink it all the time. 8 glasses a day. Game is a big dummy. Who is our next contestant? Ready to play the game?
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. Baby.
Hola.
Big dummy.
All right, Brandon. What team are you on today?
Team Sober.
All right, here we go.
All right, Brandon.
That wheel is moving.
Well, they greased it up before you came in.
Yeah. Still very heavy.
All right, Brandon, are you a fan of sales tax?
No.
All right. Well, in 1921, what state introduced the first ever sales tax?
They figured it'd be a great way to screw over the residents because they hadn't been screwed over enough.
Like Washington. Okay.
Oh, that wasn't your guess?
No, it wasn't.
Well, there's no sales tax.
All right.
Well, there's no state tax.
I'll say New York.
California.
You got to go where the money is.
West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable.
I would not have guessed that in 10 million years.
No. How can we screw with these people even more?
Yeah, it's West Virginia. Let's tax them on sales. But it's one of the things that West Virginia has contributed to America that pretty much every other state has jumped on.
Mm-hmm.
What, two or three are holding on?
The only one is that no one else jumped on was secession.
Right. All right, in 1973, the Chicago Sears Tower, as we called it, it was completed and it was officially certified as the world's tallest building. Beating out the World Trade Center. It's since then been replaced, of course. But what is the name of the Sears Tower now? Everyone calls it the Chicago Sears Tower, but Sears actually sold the name, I want to say in 2009, to an English company, and they've renamed it.
That's an English name?
It is. It's an English company. Most people picture a black kid, mm-hmm. Don't they?
That's what I was thinking.
That's the only hint I can get.
No clue.
So what you talking about, Tower?
The Willis Tower.
Oh. I thought it was like the Bank of America Tower.
Nope.
Where's the Bank of America Tower?
There's a couple of them.
Because isn't that the tallest building on the West Coast? Or am I losing my mind?
It might be, but almost every city has a Bank of America building.
All right.
Yeah, or an arena.
Right. Tower, right, arena, yeah. Or something.
They nick you for $2 every time you walk in the door.
Gee, how do they make all that money?
Right. I just came here to go to the top floor. I don't even bank here.
It's amazing.
I'm sorry. There's a skyscraper in Manhattan that's the Bank of America Tower.
Okay. They're probably $3.
Of Manhattan? Sure. Mm-hmm. What was the first planet discovered not observed but discovered by a telescope?
Mars.
Always say Uranus.
Yeah, you can see Mars with your bare naked eye.
But it takes a special mirror to see Uranus.
Mm-hmm. Was it really Uranus?
Yeah, it was Uranus.
Nice.
So it's like, just go Uranus.
You need a system of mirrors, like one on the wall, then a makeup mirror. It's the same way the telescope works.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It's a system of mirrors that they put together. You put together a bunch of mirrors, so what can you see?
Uranus.
Uranus.
Seriously.
Without the mirrors, you can't see Uranus.
Very difficult.
It's just how it works, man.
Question four, Brandon.
What was the first man-made invention to break the sound barrier? It's not a machine. Kind of a tool, I suppose.
A gun?
That'd be my guess. Cannon?
The whip.
Ah, damn.
That's what crack the whip.
That's what the crack is.
I never would have guessed that in a million years.
Yeah. When you crack the whip, you just broke the sound barrier. All right.
Dr. Jones is not impressed.
Dr. Jones! Approximately one out of every 20 U.S. residents lives in what time zone? One out of 20. So basically no one lives in this time zone.
Oh, no.
What was that?
No clue.
What time zones do you know?
Pacific, Mountain. Let's say Mountain time then.
You got it.
There you go, Brandon.
Very good. All you got to do is do a little
zones,
map. We know East is out.
Right.
We know Pacific time zone is out.
So Central's dense.
Central's like, Chicago.
Nobody's in mountain. So what's a mountain? It's mostly like Colorado,
Denver,
Wyoming.
Salt Lake City. Because when you take out Phoenix on that, too, because there's no time zone there.
Right.
Phoenix. Or is there technically a time zone there, or is there no time zone?
It depends. Phoenix bounces back and forth. Because Phoenix doesn't change their clock. So if it's 3 o'clock in Phoenix right now.
It's 3 o'clock
in
Phoenix.
It'll be the same way when we flip our clock, so it'll just, it bounces.
They're
between
on,
time
right.
Zones.
They're not, like, they don't switch from PDT, right? Pacific Standard Time. They don't switch to Pacific Daylight Time.
Mike Hawk, do you have some answers on this?
There's a list of states that are actually a part of Mountain Time Zone. You got Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Stanton.
Stanton's not a state.
Kansas,
3.8 my ass.
Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oregon, South Dakota, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
Just little, like little bits of Oregon.
But it's even the part of Texas where nobody lives.
Yeah,
so Phoenix, what do they bounce back and forth between time zones? And the reason I ask is this. So if you are in the Central and Mountain time zone, prime time for you starts at 7 o'clock. If you're in Pacific or Eastern, it starts at 8.
I just know Phoenix.
Half the year, does my prime time start at 7, and then the other
Phoenix
half of the year
just,
starts
they
at 8?
They stay on standard.
Like that's what I'm saying. Okay. They don't go to PTD. They just stay on PST.
How is it that Phoenix, of all places in the state of Arizona, of all states, has outsmarted everyone else?
That is amazing.
You know what I mean? Like,
they're the only ones
most,
that get it.
It's most of Arizona, though. Like, there's a little corner that picks up on the mountain time that switches, but
when Arizona,
three quarters of the state just stays.
Just saying, when Arizona has outsmarted you, if you're a politician and you're listening, when Arizona has outsmarted you, you just need to go back and look over some stuff. That's all. If they're doing something smarter than you,
like, question your entire life.
Right. Just ask
game is Big Dummy. Who is our next contestant ready to play the game?
Hello, Jessica. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
What is happening, Jess?
Just got off work, so currently team sober, but about 15 minutes from team buzz.
Well, depending on how you do on this, we might cross you over to the different team. Hopefully not.
Hopefully.
All right, there. The pH scale. You familiar with the pH scale? You've heard of the pH scale?
You know, like Secret has pH balance for a woman.
Yeah.
Or so they say. Well, the pH scale measures acidity to alkalinity. And the scale goes from 0 to what number?
Oh, gosh.
See, that's the thing. Like,
I would have no idea.
Well, think about it. They'll tell you, the pH balance, and they say what it is. And I'm like, nobody knows what this means. This doesn't mean anything to anybody.
Let's go with 20.
Okay.
Is it 7?
Twice that amount.
14.
1 to 14.
Of course it is.
Why would anyone know?
Jessica, how was your day at work today?
It was fantastic, actually.
You have a good day.
Nice.
Yeah, how about you guys?
So far, so good.
Well, we're at work now. It's awful.
Yeah, what about, you going to put anything on the grill tonight? What are your plans?
I think we're going to do hot wings and salad. You know, the salad to balance it out.
Balance out what?
Delicious
fact?
Are you making your own? Are you making your own hot wings? Are you going out?
Well, I proposed the idea to go out, but my boyfriend thought, oh, let's just make our own. I can notch up the spice and all that other stuff. So I think we're just going to do them at home.
What are you going to do, bake them or deep fry them?
That's a tough one. We do have a deep fryer, but we're kind of in the process of packing to move, so I don't know if it's already
Hey, dude,
been
run
packed.
It, man, because you'll stink up that entire apartment one last time.
What do you care? Believe right, exactly. What does it make to you?
Just make it smell like peanut oil.
Yeah.
Or you could always grill them.
Yeah,
not a bad
call. Good call, too.
Yeah, that sounds good. It's nice out.
All right, Jess, here's your question. How many states border the Gulf of Mexico?
Ooh, I might actually know this one. Let me think about it. Gulf of Mexico, three?
No, let me guess. So you got Florida, you've got Alabama, you have Mississippi, you have Louisiana, and Texas. Five.
Okay. Yeah. And you named each state.
All right.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking what states would share a border with Mexico. Well, yeah, I guess I was off on that.
Yes, the Gulf, the wet part.
Right.
The wet part.
Mm-hmm. Okay, question three, Jess.
Of the five senses, kiwis are the only bird to hunt use this sense.
What was the last part?
Kiwis, as in the bird, not New Zealanders, are the only bird to hunt using what sense? It seems like hearing? More would use it, but they somehow don't.
I'm going to say hearing.
I'll say sense of smell.
Smell.
Because they have beaks, you know what I'm saying? They don't have like a regular nose like me and you, Jeff. Actually, I don't have a regular nose. It's kind of a put down for you.
I was hoping it was going to be speech. Get out of there, you worm.
No parrots.
All right, question four, Jess.
I'm coming for you. All right. What were the four original marshmallow pieces featured in Lucky Charms?
The shamrock, pot of gold,
diamond.
Nope, blue diamonds were in brought in later.
Huh.
Pink hearts, orange stars, yellow moons, and green clovers, or the shamrock, as you would say.
Wow, okay.
I really got into Lucky Charms.
Jessica, can we throw you on hold?
Sure.
All right.
You might be on Team Buzz. Have a drink. Enjoy yourself. We'll come back with question five and more Big Dummy on the way. It's Miles and Thrill the Men's Room, 99.9 KISW, Seattle.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.